in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns.
Working together like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, wheat field farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line.
The big rig
up and down the road,
for the one out in the warehouse
bringing in the load,
for the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol, for everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your
touch the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted and the children locked inside. Black day in July, black day in July. And the soul of Motor City is bared across the land. As the book of law and order is taken in the hands of the sons of the fathers who were carried to this land. Black day in July, black day in July. In the streets of Motor City there's a deathly silent sound, and the body of a dead youth lies stretched upon the ground. Upon the filthy pavements no reason can be found. Black day in July, black day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And the people rise in anger and the streets begin to fill. And there's gunfire from the rooftops and the blood begins to spill. Black day in July. In the mansion of the governor, there's nothing that is known for sure. The telephone is ringing and the pendulum is swinging, and they wonder how it happened, and they really know the reason. And it wasn't just the temperature, and it wasn't just the season. Black day in July, black day in July. City's burning and the flames are running wild. They reflect upon the waters of the river and the lake, and everyone is listening and everyone's away. Black day in July, black day in July. The printing press is turning and the news is quickly flashed. And you read your morning paper and you sip your cup of tea, and you wonder just in passing, is it him or is it me? Black day in July. In the office of the president, the deed is done, the troops are sent. There's really not much choice, you see. It looks to us like anarchy. And then the tanks go rolling in to patch things up as best they can. There is no time to hesitate. The speech is made, the dues can wait. Black day in July. black day in July. Streets of Motor City now are quiet and serene, but the shapes of gutted buildings strike terror to the heart. And you say, how did it happen? And you say, how did it start? Why can't we all be brothers? Why can't we live in peace? But the hands of the have-nots keep falling out of reach. Black day in July. Black day in July. Motor City madness has touched the countryside. And through the smoke and cinders, you can hear it far and wide. The doors are quickly bolted, and the children are locked inside. Black day in July. Black day in July. Black day in July.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
desert. My mother died giving me life, deprived of the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife. Something that I've never done. It's been one hill after another. I climbed them all one by one. Oh, but this time, Lord, you gave me a mountain. A mountain. I'm never glad.
Thank you very much. Take it on.
curious about the latest news in Canadian politics, labor, environment, feminism, and activism? Tune in to Rabble Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM to hear the latest news and stories that matter to you. Rabble Radio is the flagship podcast of Rabble.ca.
Live from the basement of the Sub High Top Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tulalip, Kuskokwim, and Musqueam. Welcome back. Hi, I'm here with my parents.
Hi, everyone. Yeah. We're enjoying the music.
I bet you are. A lot more than usual. Right. As people, if anybody listens to the show regularly, they would know that my parents listen every time there's a new show. You guys always listen. So, but obviously tonight they're liking it a lot more than usual. And Chris is here as well.
Hello.
Yeah, so Chris is
here. I'd poke my head in.
Yeah, and Chris is liking the music too. I think I'm now worried that I'm going to be playing oldies for the rest of my days here at the station. So, I will go through that set. That was excellent. I really enjoyed that. What do you think, Dad?
Oh, I think it's great and nice variety of music and beautiful voices and great lyrics.
What was your favorite? What's not to like? What was your favorite song out of all those? Do you have a favorite?
I didn't until last night, and it's now Arthur Brown and Fire.
Yeah, the Arthur Brown song. Yeah, that's a really neat song. That's Arthur Brown, 1968. But I'll go through the set. Started with Sheriff, When I'm With You. I think it was from 89. Pretty sure. There's Jennifer Warnes. She has an album of, I think sometime in the 80s, of Leonard Cohen covers. That was Ain't No Cure for Love.
Famous Blue Raincoat.
Famous Blue Raincoat was the name of that record. You had it on cassette tape. That was Kenny Rogers, Islands in the Stream with Dolly Parton from Eyes at Sea in the Dark, 1983. Everybody was singing to that one, even Parnash. Is that his name, Parnash?
Priyansh,
I'm sorry. I see him around all the time. I should know his name by now. Priyansh, he is our technical guy. And then it was Alabama, 40-Hour Week. Elbows Down, great song there from them. And then back into the Canadian stuff, Gordon Lightfoot, Black Day in July from Did She Mention My Name. It is from 1967-ish, I think, so something like that. Now, Dad, you've seen Gordon Lightfoot before. Mom, you've seen him as well?
Yes.
Yeah. So they grew up in Toronto and still live there, evidently. Mm-hmm. And you saw him at Massey Hall.
Yes.
He's a native Canadian. He loves Massey Hall.
Everybody
because of the great acoustics in that old theater.
Yeah. If anybody out there ever gets if anybody's seen a show there, you would know. And if you get a chance to see any artist, especially a good one, at Massey Hall, do not miss the opportunity to do so. Have you seen anybody else there besides them?
I was thinking about that, and I remember Gordon Lightfoot used to play in a place called The Village in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. That would be, what is that area?
Yorkville.
That would be now known as Yorkville, yeah.
It's Yorkville, and it's he would play there, and people would clamor to see his show and sometimes line up at 2 or 3 a.m. in order to see it.
Unbelievable.
And he just put on a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Well worth standing for 2 or 3 hours.
That is a great song. I really like that song. And then it was the Arthur Brown song. That is Fire from The Crazy World of Arthur Brown from 1968. After that was my mother's second favorite song, from The Doors, Light My Fire, off their self-titled debut. It was from 1967. And it's probably my favorite song of the show. Elvis Presley.
I liked it too.
You liked it too, The Doors song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, Chris likes it. And that's always a good thing. Chris doesn't like everything. And then it was Elvis Presley from Aloha from Hawaii via satellite. I guess that was a big deal, satellite TV back then.
Absolutely.
And that was a show that was beamed all over the world. A live show. What a great performance. I mean, just no auto-tune on that, folks. Like, just incredible singing, great band, great execution. If you see there's videos on YouTube of it, if you see the movie version of it, it's really edited really funny. Like, really awesome 70s editing, like split screens and really quick cuts.
I was just going to say, John, the technology.
Major technology.
Just went wild.
Yeah, it was a...
And part of it was that production of that particular song and that particular movie.
Yeah, it was a really big deal back then, and a huge leap in satellite and editing, for sure. After that was Ardeen Taylor, wonderful song. I'll remember this from 1962. Ardeen Taylor is from London, Ontario, fake London. You never would have thought that. Great song. And then the set finished up with the Shirelles. Will You Love Me Tomorrow from Tonight's the Night, and that was released in 1960. So, my goodness.
What a collection.
I know. So far, so good, right?
Everybody's happy. It's great.
So, I'll just check in. The bass.